This is Dr. Mahidi again for the patient Sylvia Scott. Medical record is 151916, date of birth 1/14/1954. Referring physician, Dr. John Kappelman. Procedure performed, EGD and colonoscopy. Secondary procedures. Secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, October 5, 2022. Indications. Dysphagia, abdominal pain, diarrhea. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, small hiatal hernia. Number 2, diffuse gastritis. Number 3, internal hemorrhage. Number 4, diverticulosis coli. Next number, sigmoid colon polyp. Next number, otherwise, normal colonoscopy. Left insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum terminal ileum. For the colonoscopy, complications non immediately, medication as per motor anesthesia care per paragraph. Over the procedure, as per double template per terminal ileum was also examined per paragraph. Findings, CGD findings, oropharynx appear normal per paragraph, esophagus. Appear normal biopsies taken from mid distal and proximal esophagus, like eosinophilic esophagitis, per paragraph. Stomach, there's diffuse cavity, antrum body biopsies taken, large pylori, per paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum, rola celiac disease, per paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage rate 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, diminutive polyp in the sigmoid colon. But 2 millimeters scope biopsy, polypectomy performed, per paragraph. There is a scattered diverticulosis present in the sigmoid descending colon, per paragraph. Transverse colon, hepatic flature, appear normal, per paragraph. Ascending colon, cecum, appear normal, per paragraph. Terminal ileum, appear normal, per biopsies were taken from the right and left side of the colon, rule of microscopic colitis, per paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology report. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, 5, supplementation. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.